Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 87, with Sarah Kornack
and Bethann Schwamberger.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today is a very exciting and long anticipated day for us. It is the day we are launching our Brilliant Business Planner.
Yes, we are so excited to be offering the Brilliant Business Planner for sale today. If you want all the details on it, you can head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/planner. But we want to talk just a little bit about why we created this planner when there are other planners out there in the world and why ours is different and fabulous.
Bethann and I both found that we needed a system that could help us keep track of our personal life, our personal items we needed to accomplish each day, as well as our business life and planning our business. We had binders, separate planners for each activity, or maybe one personal planner that got all jumbled with too much business scribbling.
Yeah, exactly. I know for me personally, my personal planner is a wreck. It just has business notes, ideas, editorial calendar. It's all scribbled into a planner that really is just meant to handle my schedule and my family's schedule. And so we needed a place to track everything. We needed a planner that had an editorial calendar, that had a place to track potential places to market our products or to advertise, and also to be able to track those results.
We also wanted to create something that would be helpful for both a blogger or someone selling a product. There are some blog planners out there, but a lot of you are bloggers and Etsy sellers or bloggers with a product on the side. So we thought there might be a need out there for a planner that could help you manage every aspect of your business. And hopefully we have delivered on that for you.
So go check out the planner. You can get all the details at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/planner.
Now, in addition to the planner, we had initially intended to launch our related ebook on the same day, Time Management Mama: Making Use of the Margins to Pursue Your Passions. Well, last minute we kind of changed up our plans a little bit, and a week early we launched our new ebook, Time Management Mama, on Amazon, and we picked one day where we would offer our Kindle book for free. So in today's episode, it's a little bit of a different format. We're going to walk you through what happened when we decided to offer the book for free and why we think that free offer spread so well.
So our free day in the Kindle store resulted in 2,363 downloads of our book, which we were blown away with that number.
We were definitely blown away. So here are some of the things that we think factored into that nice large number of free downloads. Number one, it was free, and it was free for a limited amount of time. It was a one-day only flash sale free. If we had offered the ebook for even $2.99 or 99 cents, I am positive we would not have had quite so many downloads.
I definitely agree. And, you know, as everyone was sharing about the book, they were saying, grab your copy today. It's free for today only. It's pretty rare to see a lot of people excited about a book, but I think that everyone was excited because we had given the book to members of our audience in advance for them to get a copy and review, and so they were excited about it, and they liked the content in the book, so they went ahead and shared. And again, it was that time-sensitive factor of, hey, this is free, go get it, it's good, it's worth your time.
Another factor that we feel played a role in the 2,363 free copies being downloaded was that in our book, we had involved our audience. Quite a few places in the book, we had polled our audience and asked them, give us your best tips on your to-do list, or give us your best tips on how you wrangle the kids. And our audience had contributed lots of great information, and we had included as much of that as we could in our ebook. And we linked to those shops in the ebook as well. So people knew that they were included in the ebook. And I think that might have gotten them excited about passing that along to their friends.
Definitely. I think, you know, we've really involved our audience in this project from the beginning. And we did other things such as letting them vote on the cover for the book. And, you know, I think they just felt like it was, in a sense, their project too. And, you know, they just really felt connected to it, which was awesome to see. And speaking of involving our audience, another thing that we did on our free ebook launch day was we tried to keep them updated on how many downloads we were getting. And, you know, when we saw that, oh my goodness, we might actually hit 1,000 downloads today, we let them know, this is what we're at. We still have so much time. You know, thank you guys so much for doing this. We were posting in the private Facebook group to let them know and just thanking them. And then we also sent out an email later on in the evening when, crazily enough, at 10 p.m. Eastern time, we had 1,600 downloads, actually more than that. And we said to them, wow, we could actually hit 2,000 downloads today. So thank you so much for sharing, and maybe this will happen. And again, we saw a big spike in the number of downloads that were happening at that point. So that was awesome to see.
It was really cool to see how encouraging people were, that they were excited with us that it was getting downloaded so many times. And I was blown away by that support.
And then another piece that really does go along with involving our audience and the fact that they were amazing at sharing this book for us, so thank you all again, if you're listening, for sharing the book, is that we did a Facebook offer. And so I didn't realize until launch day that the Facebook offers feature could be so powerful. But the way that it works, when you're on your Facebook business page, there's a little button over on the side, you know, kind of around the buttons that say add a photo or video, and you can add an offer. So from there, you can pick the date that it'll start, the date and time that it will end, and, you know, put in your content like you normally would. You can do your promo photo for the offer and describe it, all of that. Then from there, what people do is it'll click and they can claim the offer. So in our case, when they claim the offer, it takes them to the link for the Amazon listing. But you can also do it where it'll send them a coupon code. It's completely up to you. The coolest thing about this is it'll show up in your Facebook notifications until that offer expires. It'll show up that, hey, you claimed this offer. And then before the offer is going to expire, I believe it's about an hour before the offer expires, Facebook will actually send all of those people who claim the offer an email and say, just a reminder, you have this offer to claim and, you know, you only have an hour left till it expires. So that's really cool. And we did see a huge spike in our download numbers towards the end of our free promotion. And I think some of it was due to that. And just to give you some stats on our Facebook offer and how well it did, it reached 5,202 people, which was pretty amazing for us with a Facebook page that only has, you know, 1,100 to 1,200 fans on it. The offer itself got 59 likes, 179 people claimed the offer, and 47 people shared the offer. And that's the other cool thing. Again, our audience really got involved in sharing that offer for us. The last really cool feature of Facebook offers is the social proof that's involved, because when someone claims an offer and then that offer shows up in one of their Facebook friends' news feeds, it'll actually tell that Facebook friend, hey, here's an offer for you. Sally, Jesse, and, you know, Rachel, they all claimed this offer. And so it's that proof of, oh, people really like this offer. And it'll tell them how many people have claimed it overall. And so it's that social proof that makes them think, oh, this must be something pretty good. Let me grab this offer too. So at any rate, we really loved this feature, and it's definitely something we plan to use again.
It was awesome. And Beth Ann is our tech guru, so she is the one who gets all the credit for that one. One of the other things that we did when we knew we were putting out our book, we wanted to say thank you to some key influencers who had agreed to come on our podcast and be interviewed by us early on. Some of these people agreed to be interviewed by us when we were super, super teeny tiny, and we were very grateful that anybody takes the time to talk with us. So when we were releasing the book on Kindle, we also sent an email to key influencers, people that we had interviewed. We told them, thank you so much. Here is the PDF copy of our book. And also, by the way, if you prefer to read on Kindle, it will be free in the Kindle store tomorrow. And a few of those people actually shared our book that it was free in a blog post. Crystal Payne of Money Saving Mom and Ann Bogle of Modern Mrs. Darcy. And we were incredibly grateful that they did that. And let's not forget Kristen, the frugal girl. She also shared it in a blog post as well. And that is no small thing, sharing something in a blog post.
Definitely. We were just so grateful for all the support we received. And these women, you know, the ones in our audience, all of you, as well as the influencers that we emailed, they acted really fast. I mean, we really just told them the day before that, hey, this is going to be free. It was kind of a last minute decision on our part. And they jumped on it and they were excited for us and they shared. And so we are just so appreciative. And, you know we wouldn't have gotten nearly the downloads on this book if we didn't have the involvement of all of you.
So what were the results of 2,363 people getting our book for free? Some of the long-term results are yet to be seen. We'll see what happens in the future and keep you posted. One thing we know that it did help us with is it helped our rankings on Amazon.
Definitely. We were so excited to see that once our book moved over to the paid Kindle store the day after the free offer, our rankings in the paid store were very good. At one point, our highest number was we were number 6 in one of the time management categories, and that's like on the bestsellers in time management. And we also reached number 1 on the hot new releases for time management. So that felt incredible. You know, time management is a pretty competitive category on Amazon. So it was really fun to see our book rank so well.
Obviously, we'll have to put in some work to keep great rankings, but just to even show up there was an amazing feeling. And the fact that 2,363 people have the book in their hands is also a pretty amazing feeling. Even if only a portion actually read the book, that is still an amazing feeling. And throughout the book, we do have links back to our own site. We talk about our planner. So hopefully we'll kind of get in the minds of a new audience who could become loyal podcast listeners and possibly planner customers.
Absolutely. So hopefully this breakdown of what worked for our free Kindle deal to spread so much and get so many downloads, I hope that this is helpful to some of you out there who may have already written a book and you're considering doing a special offer, or for those of you who are planning to write a book in the future.
Just so you know, in order to do a free Kindle book offer on Amazon, you do have to be part of KDP Select, and you can only do a free offer 5 days during your time period, which has to be a 90-day commitment. If you weren't able to grab our book for free, you can search for it on Amazon in the Kindle store. Time Management Mama, Making Use of the Margins to Pursue Your Passions, and you might find links to some of your online friends in the book.
And of course, we'd love it if you'd check out our planner. There are some things in the book related to our time management strategies that the planner addresses, along with so much more that will help you stay organized in your personal life and with your business life. So you can grab the planner at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/planner.
Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.